Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Matza Acher Hagapa. If you find it behind Agapa, what is Agapa? It's a wooden kaisel, a wooden wall, or a wall of reeds. Oy Acher Hagader, or behind a stone fence. What did we find over here? Gaizalois Mikusharen. Young birds, tied with their wings, in such a way that everyone used to tie it that way, so it's not a simon. Oy or Bishvilin Shebasadais, or in the past, on the fields, that's where it was found. These are places where a person could have hid them over there. If I take it and the Bailam don't have a simon, I'm not doing him a favor, because I won't be able to return it to him. Hareza loy yiga then, therefore don't touch it. He shouldn't touch these things. The person hid it over there, and your mitzvah is supposed to make things easier for someone else, not make it harder for him. In this case, it would make it impossible for him to get it back. Vayitras like the Mishnah, matzah kli biashpa. If you find a keli in a garbage dump, im mechus, if it's covered, loy yiga bay, don't touch it. It's not an aveda. It's guarded. We're talking about an ashpa that isn't constantly cleaned out. Im megula. But if it's not garbed, if it's open, like to then take it to machris and call it out. Matzah, if you found a keli bagal in a wall that fell, or bekaitzel yoshan, or in an old wall, harielu shaloi. If you find it, you can keep it. We're talking about where you found it in Eretz Yisrael, and the Amoirim, who were there before the Yidden, could have hid these things there. Now we're talking about a keli that has a lot of rust on it. You can tell it was here for a very long time. So you can say, listen, who says it's yours? Maybe it was here from way back. Matzah b'kaisel chadash, if you find it in a new wall. So we don't think it's here from way back, because the wall wasn't here from back when the Amoirim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the halacha is as follows. Michetzi elochutz, from half the wall to the outside, the side that's to the Rishus HaRabim. Shaloi, it says, we assume someone from the Rishus HaRabim put it there and forgot about it. And the rust tells us it's been there for a while. And for sure the Bailam gave up hope. Mechetzi elofnim, if it's like halfway into the thickness of the wall toward the inside, shel balabais, then it belongs to the balabais. And the Batanura says, even if you find it on the half toward the outside, if it was a keli, and inside the keli there was money, and the opening of the keli was to the inside, it belongs to the people on the inside. Only if the opening of the keli would be to the outside would we say that it belongs to the person who found it, the person in the Rishus HaRabim. Sakta Mishnah Vayitu, imoye maskir li acherim. If this was rented out to others, this apartment, afilu b'toich habayis, even in the house, harielu shaloi, belongs to the one who found it, because who says it belonged to the Bailam? Maybe it belonged to one of the tenants. The Gemara says, at least this is according to Rashi, this is if there was one Ovid Kechavim living here and two Yisraelim. If the Ovid Kechavim was the last one who left the house, then we say Reelu Shaloi, because the assumption is that even if one of the tenants would have left it there, by now he would have given up hope. Okay, our Mishnah told us, if you find birds behind a wooden wall or behind a stone gate, and they're tied in such a way where there's no specific siman that the Bailam could identify it, then leave it there. He put it over here. You're not doing him a favor by taking it, although it may be more secure if you take it. It may be better than the hiding place where he put it, but even if you call it out, you have no good siman to return it to him with. If you found the keli in ashpa, if it was covered, don't touch it. We presume the person hid it there. If it was open, then take it and call it out. An ashpa means an ashpa that was not cleaned out constantly. If it's constantly being cleaned out, then it's an aveda midas. It's like someone just put it in a place where he knows it's going to be hefker. If you find something in a pile from a wall that caved in, or in an old wall, it's yours, because who says it belongs to the Balabais? Maybe it was here from the Amoirim that were in Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden got there. We're talking about an old wall, we're talking about there's a lot of rust on it. But if it's a newer wall, then it depends. If you find it in half of the wall toward the outside, then it's yours. We presume one of the B'nai Rishus HaRabim put it there. We're also assuming there's a lot of rust on it, so that person forgot it and was Miyayish himself. If you find it toward the inside, it belongs to the people on the inside. The Batanura told us, that's after you find a piece of gold or a piece of silver, but if you find money in a keli, and if the keli is pointed toward the outside, it belongs to the person on the outside. If the keli is pointed toward the inside, it belongs to the person on the inside. If the house was rented to others, then even what's found in the house belongs to the person who found it.